Saturday morning around 6:45, Izard County Dispatch received a call regarding a disturbance involving an individual making threats while armed with a knife. Upon arrival, deputies made contact with a suspect who confronted a deputy and refused to comply with commands. During the encounter, the suspect was shot and succumbed to his injuries. Sheriff Charlie Melton requested the Arkansas State Police to lead the investigation into the incident. At this time, no additional information or names will be released. The Arkansas State Police will continue to investigate. A man from Mountain Home was killed in a motorcycle accident Friday afternoon in Mountain Home. 63-year-old Edward Alexander was killed when he was hit by a vehicle while crossing the highway. The accident happened at the intersection of East 9th Street and McClure Lane at around 12:30 Friday afternoon. The driver of the vehicle that hit the motorcycle was not injured. A man from California has been arrested in Baxter County on sexual assault charges. 61-year-old Raymond Bennett was arrested early this morning on charges of two counts of fourth-degree sexual assault, rape, and an habitual criminal act. He's being held in Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $100,000. The Ripley County prosecuting attorney has determined there was no wrongdoing when an officer shot a dog on April 7th. Prosecuting attorney Matt Michael says that following a review of body cam footage from both officers involved, it was determined that neither officer engaged in any wrongdoing. Both the officers were positioned several feet away from individuals and a dog. Without warning, the dog suddenly rose and charged towards one of the officers. In response, the officer attempted to retreat. However, the dog continued its aggressive approach. The officer shot the dog to stop it. The dog was treated by a local vet and is recovering. A woman from Pro Tem was arrested in Ozark County after allegedly breaking into a house. Beth Ann Vonneling was allegedly intoxicated and broke into the house and threatened residents, then left. She crashed her vehicle, then fled on foot. Vonneling is charged with first-degree burglary, second-degree harassment, peace disturbance, and fourth-degree assault. She's being held without bond. The incident happened April 11th in Ozark County. A Baxter County woman has been charged with sexual assault of a teen. 27-year-old Kaylee Leanne Sondrup of Rural Mountain Home was arrested for allegedly touching a 15-year-old inappropriately several times. She also allegedly made lewd comments. The incident allegedly happened during a Super Bowl party back in February. Sondrup is charged with fourth-degree sexual assault. She'll be in court May 14th. She's free on $1,000 bond. One person was arrested following a pursuit Saturday in Lawrence and Randolph counties. According to reports, the suspect fled the Arkansas State Police in Lawrence County. The state police vehicle then became stuck in a field, but Lawrence County deputies continued the pursuit that continued into Randolph County, where Arkansas State Police units from Troop C and Randolph County deputies joined the pursuit. The vehicle then wrecked near Highway 34 and Highway 90 at O'Keen. The suspect was taken into custody and was taken by ambulance for treatment of injuries. At this time, no names have been released. Ronnie Collins was arrested in Greene County by U.S. Marshals and officers with Operation Relentless Pursuit. Collins was arrested on a capious no bond Douglas County warrant for stealing a motor vehicle. The original case occurred in July of 2023 and was investigated by Deputy Dalton Martin. The case involved around a stolen four-wheeler in eastern Douglas County and located in Howe County, disassembled at Ronnie Collins' residence. Collins was originally arrested on a grand jury indictment with a $10,000 cash bond May 17th of 2024. On July 30th of 2024, Collins was released on his own recognizance. Collins has a history of criminal activity. You can check that out by going to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Troop G of the Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting three arrests this weekend. Saturday morning, they arrested 37-year-old Ashley Barton of Hannibal on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, window tint, and no seatbelt. She was arrested in Texas County, then released. Saturday afternoon, they arrested 48-year-old Kathy Wilcox of Cherokee Village on a felony charge of possession of a controlled substance, no seatbelt, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. She was arrested in Oregon County, then released. Sunday, they arrested 39-year-old Ray Stark of Birch Tree. Stark was charged with felony fleeing and driving while revoked. He was taken to Shannon County Jail. A man from Texas was arrested in Douglas County. 57-year-old Deming Childress of Terrell, Texas, was arrested on a Douglas County warrant for stealing a motor vehicle. The theft occurred in May of 2025. His bond is set at $1,500. Four people were injured in an accident Friday afternoon in Ozark County. A 38-year-old woman suffered moderate injuries. A 44-year-old man, 10-year-old girl, and 8-year-old girl all suffered minor injuries when the man drove off the road. All four of the injured were from Tecumseh. The accident happened on Highway J, 10 miles east of Gainesville. A man from Mansfield was injured in an accident north of Mansfield Friday. The Highway Patrol reports the 72-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and overturned the vehicle he was driving. The accident happened on Highway F, 3 miles north of Mansfield.